ever feel like your team's just spinning its wheels, you know, putting in all the effort, but the results aren't quite there.
Yeah, that's a really frustrating spot to be in. And we often jump to like tech or process fixes first.
Right. But maybe there's something more fundamental, something, you know, human that we're missing when we talk about high performance.
That's exactly the question. And today's deep dive is all about that. We're looking at transformational leadership.
Okay.
Specifically, drawing from the 2017 State of DevOps report. And this isn't just theory. It's built on some serious data.
The DevOps reports always have solid data. Yeah.
Totally. Over 27,000 responses across 6 years and like 3,200 just in that 2017 study. So it gives us a pretty robust picture of what's going on.
Okay. So our mission today.
Yeah.
What is it? To really get under the hood of this transformational leadership idea based on the report.
Yeah, pretty much. What does it actually look like? And, you know, why does it matter so much, especially for IT teams, but also for the whole organization?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Because transformational leadership can sound a bit like a buzzword sometimes.
It can, absolutely. But the report makes a really strong case that it's about specific behaviors, things you can actually see and measure, and they have a real impact.
Okay, so let's get specific then. When the report talks about transformational leadership, mm-hmm. what are they actually defining? What are the core ideas?
Right. So they use a model from Rafferty and Griffin. Mm-hmm. And the definition is basically leaders who inspire and motivate their teams to go beyond just, you know, the expected by connecting with people's values, their sense of purpose, and by really driving positive change in the organization. It's about lifting everyone's focus.
So it's less about the day-to-day grind and more about that bigger picture, getting people bought into where you're going.
Exactly that. And the report drills down into five key characteristics. First one, vision.
Vision.
Yeah, like a clear, compelling idea of where the organization's headed. They even mention thinking on a 5-year time scale. It's about having a destination in mind.
5 years. Hmm. That's pretty strategic, not just fighting the immediate fires.
Right. Then number two is inspirational communication.
Okay.
This is about how leaders talk. Do they energize people, motivate them? Especially when things feel uncertain or there's big change happening, it's articulating the why.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference. When things are foggy, someone who can clearly state the direction and like boost confidence, that's gold. What's the third?
Third is intellectual stimulation.
Mm. Tell me more.
This means leaders challenge their teams. They push them to think differently, question the old ways, find new solutions, fostering that curiosity.
So not spoon-feeding answers, but encouraging people to think critically and challenge things constructively.
Exactly. Then number four, supportive leadership.
Ah, okay.
This is about showing genuine care, understanding people's needs, their feelings, creating an environment where people feel supported, you know, personally, that human touch.
Yeah, I can see that. Feeling like your leader actually cares about you as a person, not just a resource.
Mm-hmm.
That changes things. Okay, what's the last one?
Fifth is personal recognition. It's about leaders actively noticing and praising good work, improvements, achievements.
So celebrating the wins, big or small.
Yeah, giving that specific positive feedback, making people feel seen and valued for what they do.
Okay, so these five: vision, inspirational communication, intellectual stimulation, supportive leadership, and personal recognition. They paint a picture of a leader who's focused both outward and inward, right? Strategy and people.
That's a great way to put it.
The report mentioned a distinction with servant leadership. Can you touch on that?
Yeah, it makes a quick point there. Both are positive, but servant leadership is really focused primarily on developing the individuals on the team, their growth, their well-being.
And transformational.
Transformational leadership, while definitely caring about individuals, puts a bit more emphasis on aligning everyone with the organization's goals and vision, building that collective identity and purpose.
Got it. That clarifies the emphasis. Okay, so we have these five characteristics.
Yeah.
What did the report find about how they actually connect to, you know, IT performance?
This is where it gets really compelling. The data showed a really strong positive correlation.
Strong link.
Very strong. High-performing IT teams. They consistently reported their leaders showed these five traits much more strongly across the board.
And the flip side, low-performing teams.
Yep, the opposite. Low performers reported much lower levels of these leadership behaviors. And it wasn't like a small difference. The report actually says teams with the least transformational leaders were only half as likely to be high IT performers.
Wow, half as likely. That really drives home why everyone in DevOps is always talking about getting leadership buy-in, doesn't it?
Totally. It's not just about nodding along. Leaders hold the purse strings, set the tone, influence the culture. When they actually live these transformational behaviors, it makes a huge difference for enabling things like DevOps transformations.
Makes sense. Now, did the report look beyond just the IT metrics? Like, what about the people side? Employee happiness, engagement, that kind of thing?
It did, yeah. Another strong correlation found was between transformational leadership and employee net promoter score, EMPS.
Okay, so basically, how likely employees are to recommend working there.
Exactly. Teams with these kinds of leaders, their people were happier, more loyal, more engaged, more likely to say, yeah, this is a great place to work. It's not just about shipping code faster.
Right. It's about building a better workplace culture overall.
Yeah.
If you feel inspired and supported,
you're going to be more engaged. Absolutely. And the report kind of connects this, based on previous years' work, to things like generative cultures, you know, high trust, good communication, learning from failure.
Westrom's typology, right.
Exactly. And also to employees feeling a stronger connection to their work and the company's mission.
So it sounds like this leadership style kind of creates this positive ripple effect through the whole team environment, not just the technical output.
That's precisely it. And the report explains how this happens. It's not magic. These leaders create an environment where the right practices can actually take root and succeed.
Okay, what kind of practices are we talking about?
Well, things like feeling empowered to re-architect systems, which is often a big, scary change.
Yeah.
Or implementing continuous delivery properly. Adopting lean management ideas to cut out waste. Improving communication. Collaboration between silos.
So the leadership provides the psychological safety and the encouragement to tackle those bigger, sometimes difficult improvements.
That seems to be the idea. And crucially, it fosters that culture of experimentation and learning. When you have intellectual stimulation and support, teams aren't as afraid to try things, maybe fail, learn, and get better.
So the leadership isn't necessarily dictating which specific tools or techniques to use.
Not necessarily, no. It's more about creating the fertile ground where those good technical and process improvements can actually flourish. They enable the team.
That's a key point. It's enablement, not just direction. Okay, so with all these benefits, it sounds amazing. But is transformational leadership like the only thing you need? Is it the magic bullet for DevOps success?
Ah, that's where the report adds some important nuance. And it's quite interesting. They found that even for teams whose leaders were like top 10% transformational.
The best of the best.
Yeah. Even among those teams, there was still variation in IT performance.
Oh, really? So even with fantastic leadership, success wasn't guaranteed. Yeah. Why?
The conclusion is that leadership, while incredibly important, isn't sufficient all by itself. You need other things in place, too.
Like what? What else is in the mix?
Things like having the right kind of system architecture for what you're trying to do. Good technical practices, testing, version control, that stuff. Applying lean principles effectively. And automation.
Okay, so the foundational technical and process stuff still matters a lot.
Exactly. Leadership can set the direction, inspire the team, remove roadblocks. But if the underlying tech is a mess or the processes are fundamentally broken, even the best leader will struggle to get top results. You need the whole package.
It's a system, right? Leadership is a critical part, but it interacts with architecture, practices, process.
Precisely. It's holistic.
And finally, the report links all this back, the leadership driving IT performance, to the broader organization's success, right?
Yes, it reinforces that link. Better IT performance predicts better overall business outcomes, both the financial stuff to profitability, market share productivity, and the non-financial stuff too.
Like quality, efficiency, customer satisfaction.
Exactly. Quality of products, operating efficiency, happy customers, achieving mission goals if you're, say, nonprofit, and the kicker. High IT performers were twice as likely to hit their organizational goals across the board.
Twice as likely. So better leadership, better IT, better business. It's a clear chain.
That's the strong argument the data makes. It's all connected.
Okay, this has been a great deep dive. Let's try and summarize the really key takeaways for everyone listening.
Sure. I think the main thing is that this transformational leadership style, vision, inspiration, stimulation, support, recognition really does make a difference. It's strongly linked to better IT performance and more engaged, happier teams. But it's not the whole story on its own. It's a super important piece of the puzzle. But you also need solid technical practices, the right architecture, lean thinking, automation, all working together. Leadership enables those things, but it doesn't replace them.
That makes sense. So maybe a final thought for you listening. Think about your own context. How much do you see those five characteristics? Vision, inspirational communication, intellectual stimulation, supportive leadership, personal recognition in your leaders or in your own leadership style.
Yeah, and consider what might change. What could the impact be on your team's performance, its ability to hit its goals, if those traits were more consciously cultivated?
Definitely something to chew on. It goes beyond just the tech and processes, right back to how we lead and interact as humans.